Welcome back, children of the revolution, to Were You Not Listening to, the Audio of Educational and Anthology series here on Ace of Spades PDX. How else are you finding us? Our Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or download your Android device or RSS feed. Welcome back as we're getting near the end of 2020. Aren't we all ready for the end of 2020? Seriously? Really? Yeah. Hello. And I am your host, show producer, webmaster, audio engineer, researcher, video program producer, and writer, Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr. And today I'm going to make a declarative statement. And that declarative statement is that I am willing to play two female country artists in a row. And today we're spotlighting the early achievements of female artists in the 74 years of the Billboard Country Charts existence, which, since its inception, has been a hard, rough, and long continuous battle to be heard and represented. Recently, Billboard magazine reported in an article disseminated by the Associated Press a startling find. By midsummer of this year, women have accounted for 21% of number one songs on the chart in 2020, the highest percentage since 2006, when women made up 23% of the chart toppers. The sheer fact that this is news has been a hotly debated topic since the start of the new millennium. Musicologist Jada Watson, writing for NBC, outlines why not only women have been ignored by country radio in the last several years, but also women of color as well. This should come as little to no surprise. The country chart was first established by Billboard in 1946 and has since become the industry standard. It wasn't until 1952, however, a full 8 years after its inception, that a female artist topped the chart with the now seminal recording It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels by Kitty Wells. There have been female superstars in the country genre, but they are few and far between. In addition to currently getting their music played often at times of lowest ratings for any station broadcasting music after 10 p.m. until 6 a.m., one veteran artist, the legendary Loretta Lynn, has had more singles banned than any artist in country music history for subjects that specifically deal with women's issues. 1974's The Pill, about birth control, is a prime example. She even recorded with Jack White a multi-Grammy-winning album, Van Leer Rose, in 2004 that received more airplay on public radio and alternative radio than traditional country radio. In an article for NPR, Eric Weisbard stated this is all about radio formats. In his, to quote him, radio sold listeners to advertisers, not music to fans, and that meant being pragmatic about the taste of groups highly defined by age, gender, race, and class, not vaunting musical standards, unquote. What this means, advertisers, those entities financially supporting media, and not listeners, are dictating programming. This is often referred to in the business as narrowcasting. It is about your demographic and what advertisers can sell you to make the most money, not pushing boundaries and definitely not for the love of music. If country radio is to change and become more welcoming and progressive to dispossessed populations, it is up to those populations who actually make up the majority of listeners to demand change, typically through the support of not just these types of artists, but through making advertisers of broadcast radio recognize how they are being marginalized through keeping the status quo. Though many of the songs in this program are now considered standards and known across generations, lately that isn't the case with the exception of those few female country artists that cross over to the pop and adult contemporary mainstream. And sadly, we often refer to these artists as classics because by and large, radio in few formats will play anyone over 50, which makes the achievements of these women a time capsule and not a point of reference for something exciting in today's broadcast market. In the words of Bob Dylan, money doesn't talk, it swears. It's up to you who it is directed to and how loud you wish that voice to be. And since 98 KQC-FM in Michigan stated earlier this year, they won't play two female artists back to back. Yes, they actually admitted this. I can't even. Which is a common practice on country radio. Here are 18 of them in a row for you to enjoy and recognize what you have been missing all these years. And our first track details one of the greatest pieces of unreal estate ever known, with a name, but not a personal situation, based upon the real Harpeth Valley Elementary School in Tennessee. This was the first country song ever to top the country and pop charts. Much like the last track in this survey, is considered one of the greatest story songs ever in country music. From 1968, this is Jean C. Reilly with the title track to her LP, Harper Valley PTA. And we'll see you in about 30 minutes.
Mama got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. It was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Well, it happened that the PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon. And they were sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. Sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwyneth Jones be told to keep her window shades off or completely down? Well, Mr. Harper couldn't be here 'cause he stayed too long at Kelly's bar again. If you'll smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as a mother I'm not fit. Well, this is just a little Peyton place and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did, it happened just this way. My mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA.
As I sit here tonight, the jukebox plays about the wild side of life. As I listen to the words you are saying, it brings memories when I was a trustful wife. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong. Thank you. It's a shame that all the blame is on us women. It's not true that only you men feel the same. From the start, most every heart that's ever broken was because there always was a man to blame. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman, giving all your love to just one man. You'll have bad times, and he'll have good times, doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you'll forgive him, even though he's hard to understand. After all, he's just a man. Stand by your man. Give him two arms to cling to, and something warm to come to when nights are cold and lonely. Smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shining
beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon.
Spread your tiny wings and fly away. say. What I love forever is untrue. And if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. Yeah, if I could, you know that I would fly away with you.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. You could have your choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
Take you to his mansion in the sky.
She's 41 and her daddy still calls her baby. All the folks around Brownsville say she's crazy, 'cause she walks downtown with a suitcase in her hand, looking for a mysterious dark-haired man.
to take you to his mansion in the sky. Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he was a meeting you here today? To take you to his mansion in the sky.
Say you love me, and it's inviting to go where life is more exciting. But I was raised on country sunshine. I was raised on country sunshine. Green grass beneath my feet, running through fields of daisies, wading through the creek. You love me and it's inviting to go where life is more exciting. But I was raised on country sunshine. I was raised on country sunshine. I'm happy with the simple things. A Saturday night dance, a picture show, and the joy that the bluebird brings. I love you, please believe me. I wouldn't want you to ever leave me. But I was raised on country sunshine. There's just something about the morning that makes each day a joy to see. And nighttime brings a peaceful feeling to rest inside of me. I love you, please believe me. I wouldn't want you to ever leave me. But sunshine, yes, you love me and it's inviting to go where life is more exciting. But I was raised on country sunshine.
Welcome back, children of the revolution, to what you're not listening to, the Audio Educational and Anthology Series here on aceofspadespdx.com. And I'm still your host and all around monkey bear daddy, Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., doing it all here on the DIY. And today we are looking at the queens of country music, the classic ones, and willing to play, unlike some stations. I know, I still can't get over this. Won't play two female country artists in a row. So let's recap what we've heard on our middle of our 18 in a row here, commercial and sponsor free. Kicked off the first part of our show with the title track to Harper Valley PTA from 1968, the year your host was born, by Gene GDC Reilly. Following that, It Wasn't God That Made Honky Tonk Angels from 1952, Kitty Wills, and that was a single A-side. This was not only the first ever country number one single by a female, it was also the debut single for Ms. Wells, who was a member of the Grand Ole Opry for over six decades. When it finally did appear on an LP, it wasn't until 1956 on the album Country Hit Parade. Following that, the title track to 1968's Stand By Your Man by Tammy Wynette. Country Music Television named this as the all-time greatest country song in history in 2004, and it made Wynette a superstar. This track was re-released in 75 in England, where it shot to number one on the pop chart there, making Wynette one of the few female country artists to ever co-write a number one single there. After that, Rose Garden, which pretty much, defines the phrase country-politan, title track to that album by Lynn Anderson from 1970. Originally written and recorded by Joe South, who had won a Grammy Award for Games People Play in the previous year, 69, this track, Anderson's biggest hit, wasn't originally going to be released as a single. Legendary music mogul Clive Davis, the man who signed Aerosmith and Janis Joplin to Columbia, wanted it out after hearing a mix of it. Following that, from 1964, from the self-titled album by Connie Smith, Then and Only Then. This was the follow-up single to Smith's Once a Day, which held a record for over 50 years as the longest-running number one single by a female country artist. Then and only then made the top five, and she still performs to this day. Following that, from 1970, Snowbird from the album This Way Is My Way by Anne Murray. With this track, Murray would become the first Canadian solo artist to have a million-selling single in the United States, and only the second Canadian act to achieve this feat after the Guess Who. Its popularity continued to this day, where Murray and the song were featured in an episode, believe this or not, of Family Guy. Following that, what else could that have been? The title track to Jolene from 1973 by Dolly Parton. According to the song's writer, Dolly herself, this track is her most covered. It also ranks at number 217 of the 500 greatest songs of all time by the editors of Rolling Stone magazine. It remains a cultural touchstone in New Zealand, where the Ministry of Health there recently referenced it in a COVID-19 announcement. Can you believe this? Following that, from 1972, the title track to Delta Dawn by Tanya Tucker. Though overshadowed by Australian Hell and Ready's simultaneous release of this track on the pop charts, it nonetheless launched the career of Tucker, who was only 13 when she recorded it. The song's success also propelled Tucker to the mainstream stardom, even being the first country artist ever on the Rolling Stone magazine cover. After that, the song we just heard, from 1973, the title track to Country Sunshine by Dottie West. A massive country and pop hit for her, she co-wrote this track, which also became the jingle for a very popular commercial for Coca-Cola. The success of this track also gave West, along with former R&B songwriter Billy Davis and Diane Wiles, a Clio Award, the highest achievement for advertising, making West the first country artist to achieve this feat. You go. And we're going to be kicking off the second part of our show, and as I mentioned earlier, things that are keeping women, especially dispossessed populations of women, out of the country charts. This is a very touching song. It's from our next act was recently the subject of a well-received and widely disseminated article in Rolling Stone magazine. She is still the only black female country artist to have a top 25 single on the chart. And mind you, this was recorded 50 years ago. She states that racism derailed her career shortly after it started, which is also one of the biggest criticisms of country radio currently. This song, in a different arrangement by the Winstons, was a massive pop and R&B hit the previous year. From 1970, this is Linda Martell with the title from the album Color Me Country. This is Color Him Father, and we will see you just before the grand finale.
Sits down at the dinner table and has a bite to eat. good old slow talking country boy. I said a country boy. I'm about as old fashioned as I can be, and I hope you're liking what you see. 'Cause if you're looking at me, you're looking at country. You don't see no city when you look at me, 'cause the country's all I am. I love running barefooted through the old corn fields, and I love that country ham. Well, you say I'm a man just to fit your plans, but does a barnyard shovel fit your hands? If you'll show me a wedding band, I said a wedding band. When it comes to love, well, I know about that. Country folks all know where it's at. If you're looking at me, you're looking at country. You don't see no city when you look at me, 'cause country is all I am. I love a running barefooted through the old corn fields, and I love that country hand. The barnyard shovel fit your hands. If your eyes are on me, you're looking at country. If your eyes are on me, you're looking at country.
Take the ribbon from my hair, shake it loose and let it fall, laying soft against your skin like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right or wrong, and I won't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow. Lord, tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad.
Nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, I do. Judge, I've never believed in divorces unless they just have to be. But after you've heard my story, then I know you'll set this man free. It began right after the wedding. She cheated and she lied from the start. And I could see from the way they were headed, this woman would soon break his heart.
Set him free, set him free, for I love him, you see.
The three of us were always the best of friends. But when I leave this courtroom, Judge, I know our friendship ends. If you could have heard the awful things that I've heard her say, why, she'd call him names and slap his face, and he'd just turn away. And the nights we went out for fun, it was all so plain to see then. She'd dance all night with someone else and leave him there with me.
Set him free, set him free, for I love him, you see.
Now I ask you, Judge, to understand, think it over slow. You see, I fell in love with him, and I don't care who knows. I'd respect him as a husband, and I'd treat him like a man. I know I can help him find more happiness than this woman ever can. Well, Judge, you've heard my story. It's true as true can be. I've even told you that I love him. So, Judge, won't you please set him free?
Set him free, set him free, for I love him, you see.
I've got your picture that you gave to me, and it's signed with love, just like it used to be. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got your picture, she's got you. I've got the record that we used to share, and they still sound the same as when you were here. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got the records, she's got you. Class ring that proved you care, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things, she's got you. That proved you cared, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things, she's got you.
Break it
make me feel that you still love me. If it's just for one more day, break it to me gently, so my tears won't fall too fast. If you must go, then go slowly. Let me love you till the last. The love we shared for oh so long is such a big part of me. If you must take your love away, take it gradually. Oh, oh, break it to me gently. Give me time, or give me a little time to ease the pain. Love me just a little longer, 'cause I'll never, never love again. I'll have to burn the midnight oil again. And hon, you know how much the boss depends on me to lend a helping hand. I watch him in the mirror as I lie and tell him I don't know how late I'll be. Putting on my makeup, I'm putting on the one that really loves me. The girls all got together and they called to see if I could have some fun tonight. But you know me, the only thing I do is go to work and watch TV. I lie and tell him I don't know how late I'll be. While I'm putting on my makeup, I'm putting on the one that really loves me. And tonight I'll cheat again, and tomorrow I'll be sorry. Had me and won't set me free. While I'm putting on my makeup, I'm putting on the one that really loves me. While I'm putting on my makeup, I'm putting on the one that really loves me.
And Yes, still recording these live in one take, isn't it obvious? Welcome back, children of the revolution, to what you're now listening to here on aceofspadespdx.com. And I'm still your all-around monkey bear, Ben Brown Jr., Daddy Ben Bear. And being as bold as I can by playing 18 country songs by women in a row. Oh, my God. Call the law, honey. How dare I? How dare I? And for those of you who might be new to the show, yes, sis, I am that crazy. Maybe you understand why when people talk about classic country music, you understand what you've been missing all these years. So let's recap what we've heard in the second part of our fantastic program before we get into our truly heavy and beautiful grand finale. Kicked it all off with Color Him Father from 1970 by Linda Martell from the album Color Me Country. After that, Satin Sheets from 1973, title track to that album by Jean Pruitt. Though Pruitt had been recording for RCA for years, she struggled to find an audience or get a hit on the charts. This single, released on MCA, wasn't just her biggest hit on the chart, it actually made the top 30 on the pop chart as well. Its then-controversial subject matter, where a woman wants to leave a relationship because she isn't sexually satisfied, caused some stations not to play it. Following that, the title track to You're Looking at Country from 1971 by the lady herself, the one and only Loretta Lynn. One of a series of self-penned songs by the most awarded country musician in history, it was, at the time, a departure from her signature sound, which often detailed the struggles of women at the hands of men. But much like all of her self-penned material, it was personal. In her words, "I got the idea from looking at my land. I wanted to write what I saw." After that, the title track to Help Me Make It Through the Night from 1970 by Sammy Smith. Written by Kris Kristofferson, this single, originally offered to Dottie West, who turned it down, became the debut single and the biggest hit for Smith. Her version, on an independent label, Mega Records, for many years was one of the biggest selling country singles in history. After Smith's success with the track, it was covered by numerous others, including Elvis Presley. After that, oh my God. Never get tired of listening to this. Always makes me laugh. From 1959, Skeeter Davis from the album I'll Sing You a Song and Harmonize Too. The track was Set Him Free, which is less a song than more of a spoken word piece. An early smash on the country charts by Davis, a song she also co-wrote, features her more talking than singing. She would go on to even bigger success just 4 years later with The End of the World, a song that still stands as the only top five hit. Only top five hit on the country, pop, easy listening, and R&B charts in 1963. After that, 1962, from the album Sentimentally Yours, She's Got You by Patsy Cline. One of a number of songs that cemented Cline as the biggest thing since sliced bread in country music, this is considered by historians to be less of a country song and more of a pop song with jazz overtones. Her legacy as a queer icon is cemented with this song and many other heartbreak numbers she recorded. And it was kind of a running joke for those of you who don't have many gay friends or don't know this. It seemed that every single person, gay person, especially gay men that you ever met, had a copy of 12 Greatest Hits by Patsy Cline. It was kind of like a membership card or something. After that, from the album Let Me Sing by Brenda Lee, Break It to Me Gently from 1962. One of the signature songs by artist Brenda Lee, it was not actually written as a country song, but as a blues track by Joe Seneca and Diane Lampert. Lee holds a truly amazing distinction. In the 1960s, she charted more singles than any other female artist on the pop charts, and overall, she is fourth behind Elvis, The Beatles, and Ray Charles. Impressive company, my dear. Following that, the song we just heard, the title track to The Midnight Oil from 1973 by Barbara Mandrell. This was the breakthrough album for Mandrell on the country charts, which spawned five, count them five, different solo hits for the artist. The title song details something never discussed before in a country top 10 song, where a woman lies to her partner about staying at the office late to work, when in reality she is on the down low. Get it, girl. Hey, it is what it is. It is the truth. That's you. Ray Charles once said something. Well, the thing he loved about country music were the stories. And man, that is some story. And all good things must come to an end. I'll probably end up doing more shows like this if you want them. And our last track in just 4 minutes is like the William Faulkner novel, The Sound and the Fury. It practically defines the phrase Southern Gothic. Though many wondered why the title character committed suicide and what exactly he did the day prior to that, the author, who was the singer herself, states that the track is actually about the failed relationship between a mother and daughter and why they cannot bridge their severed relationship even over a shared grief. If you have questions, feedback, comments, dedications, love letters, and requests are always welcome. Please drop me a line at daddybenbear, one word, daddybenbear@gmail.com. Love to you all. From 1967, the title track to Ode to Billy Joe by Bobby Gentry.
June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.